The National Cotton Council's Keep It Clean effort, aimed at eliminating contamination of seed cotton and lint, is well underway. The council has received requests from cotton ginners for photos of plastics and other potential contaminants in cotton fields to help growers recognize and remove those unwelcome materials prior to harvest. Dale Thompson, manager of marketing and processing technology for the council, joins us to explain how you can join the initiative.
What we've heard from both our domestic meal customers as well as our foreign meal customers, that they're seeing more foreign materials, non-cotton materials, in our machine-harvested cotton. It's not just us, but it's other growths of cotton around the world. So that means that we've got to be extra diligent to address these concerns and make sure that we're keeping these problems at a minimum. And this remains a huge problem around the world. We have the reputation of providing clean cotton, but we dare not relax our efforts in this area. We want to make sure that we continue to deliver bales of cotton to the textile mills, to our mill customers, that are free of any material that might cause them a contamination problem as they spin and weave and knit yarns into cotton products.
Thompson goes on to explain the council's latest campaign to prevent contamination.
One of our latest efforts is this contamination-free cotton effort, which is a direct mailing to producers and ginners across the belt, as well as some other key people, reminding people of the importance of prior to harvest, during harvest, and post-harvest to keep their eye out for contaminants. And if necessary, get down off the harvester, remove plastics, remove those things that they're finding in their fields that if they're picked up by the harvesting equipment, be it a picker, cotton picker, or a cotton stripper, are going to wind up in the seed cotton and not going to be removed at the cotton gin. By the same token, reminding the gins and their gin crews to be vigilant, particularly at the module feeder as cotton comes into the gin, whether it's a round module or conventional module, get the wrap and the tarps removed completely and make sure and inspect the module and make sure they're not leaving anything that would get into the ginning system and possibly be shredded up into small pieces and wind up in the bale of cotton at the bale press.
Along with participating in the contamination-free cotton effort, there's one more way you can help, according to Thompson.
One of our most recent efforts is asking growers and ginners and anybody that's traveling through the countryside just to show us what they're seeing in the fields by taking a cell phone out, taking a picture, and then sending that picture to keepitclean@cotton.org so we can get a better handle on what is being found in the cotton fields across the cotton belt.